March 3rd. Cabin fever is set in. Let's go buy some cheap food.
Next year you'll be able to eat again.
Bro, bro, ain't got no dough.
Ba-do-da-doom.
Bro, bro, ain't got no dough.
Speed, yes. Baby, you're calling, we're past your speed. Here she is, the bargain babe, the coupon queen, the best grocery store deals of the week. They only come from that nut, Jill Cataldo at jillcataldo.com, C-A-T-A-O. There's cat in it. The word cat is in your name.
That's right, it is. It's easy to spell.
Cataldo. Mm-hmm. That's right. She's going to help you save money on your groceries. She spends $65 a week to her starving family of five.
They are not starving.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yep, nah, believe me, they are.
Mm-mm-mm.
Mama, please, can we just have one more popsicle? Is there any way you could give us a popsicle?
Do you think they want popsicles considering how cold it is out there?
It's very weird that I actually said the word popsicle out of my mouth because I'm thinking to myself, I don't think I've had a popsicle since 1921.
Wow, you're getting up there, my
popsicle?
Friend.
Popsicle? Oh, I remember it, too. It was nice. It was an orange-sicle. Remember orange-sicles where you had to lick through the middle and there was that cream in the middle
That's
of it?
That's a dream-sicle, Johnny.
Oh, dream-sicle.
Mm-hmm.
What's a corn-sicle?
You don't want to know.
That's what my grandpa Phil used to tell me. Come on over here. I got a corn-sicle for you. All right. Listen, a lot of things are coming out. All right. So, Jill, what do we got?
Well, starting over at Dominic's this week, they have a great promotion going on frozen food where if you spend $25, you get $10 back. And these payback deals are my favorite kind of deals because that's pre-coupon. Of course, we're going to use some coupons to knock that $25 down. And you can buy a lot of different things with this, but I'll give you an example of what I did. I went and bought three boxes of Eggo waffles, one steam fresh meal for two. These are like shrimp primavera, you know, in a bag. It was nice. One bird's eye frozen vegetable, one Contessa frozen meal, which is like an Asian thing, one Pepperidge Farm frozen bread, and one tub of Ease ice cream.
For what do you mean an Asian thing?
You know, it's like a stir fry with
vegetables
and water chestnuts and shrimp and things like that.
Okay.
It's good. So all of that, okay, after the deal, I paid $7.13. That's pretty cheap for all that stuff.
I guess. That's pretty darn good, but that's a lot of stuff you just mentioned.
I did, and it's all outlined on the blog at jillcataldo.com. You can buy anything you want with it, but after coupons, this food is getting really, really cheap, and cheap food is good.
Cheap food is good. There ain't no doubt about it, so spend $20 on frozen food, get $20 back, and you got a lot of food out of that.
A lot of food for about $7, exactly.
Yeah. Nice.
Still at Dominic's, they have Kellogg's Raisin Bran or Frosted Mini Wheats for 99 cents a box, which is already really great. Use a 70-cent coupon on that, though. You're taking it home for 29 cents a box.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't impressed by that?
No, I'm impressed by all of this. I'm impressed by grocery shop.
Box, you know, that's about the highest I ever pay for cereal.
It seems like just the box would cost 29 cents.
One would think, but, you know, you take it home cheap this week.
Buy a box, put your own cereal in it. What kind of cereal was it again?
That was either Kellogg's Raisin Bran or Frosted Mini Wheats.
For 29 cents.
That is correct.
So there you go, kids. If your mom and dad said they can't afford cereal, tell them, hey, cough up a quarter and 4 cents, and we got ourselves a meal.
That's right.
There you go.
Exactly.
29 cents.
That's after the coupon. It's 99 cents a box, and you have a 70-cent coupon.
Hey, so, did you see that lady? I ever see a lady on YouTube we had on yesterday who does the depression cooking?
I did. I read about her in the Trib, too.
Oh, my God.
She's become very popular.
93-year-old lady who has something going on with her throat. Did you hear her yesterday or not?
She was a little raspy.
No, listen to this. That's her throat. That, when she's talking to me, that's her throat. If you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, there's this lady who's on the YouTube. It's called Cooking with Clara, Cooking for the Great Depression. And what she does is basically, here's what she does. She throws potatoes in a bowl and whips them up and tells you to eat them. So I wanted to interview her. She's a YouTube sensation. And this is, listen to her throat. It's Monday. Maybe they could cook up something today that will last the whole week.
Gee, I don't know.
I just heard some growling there.
My throat.
Give us a quick tip. The cheapest meal you could make right now.
Well, the cheapest meal right now is potatoes.
Now, there's no embellishment of that sound. So the cheapest meal you can make now is potatoes. Yeah, and then everyone's good. What do you get if you eat too many potatoes? Isn't there something you get? Not rickets. You get something. You get a goiter? What do you get?
I don't know. I know you're not supposed to eat potatoes semi-raw. I think that's the problem. If you cook them, I didn't know there was a problem eating too many potatoes.
Yeah, I think there's some kind of disease. People who eat too many potatoes get something. Not fat, something. Forgot what it was. It's not rickets?
Open this up to your listeners.
No, I don't want to.
Oh,
I want to open it up to you.
I'm asking
you.
I don't have the answer, though.
You're the grocery queen.
I am the grocery queen, but I'm not the disease queen.
I'm going to go get that old lady back on the phone. I mean, what is wrong with her throat, that lady? It bothered me all day yesterday. It's like, why was it?
It's like she was purring or something.
Maybe she's half cat, half old lady.
There you go.
I put her in a bong and smoke her. I love smoking old ladies. I'm going to jam one in a bong and smoke on it. Listen to her advice. Let's see if you can buy something at the grocery store this week with this in it.
We're going to make egg drop soup today.
Egg drop soup.
To make the broth, you put water, then you put salt and pepper in the water and cook it with the potatoes. That's it. Nothing to it.
Yeah, Mike could have told you that. Thanks for the tips.
Cool. You know why she's so popular, though, Johnny, is a lot of people truly have kind of lost the art of cooking, even simple things. And now they need someone to kind of help them rediscover that.
It has got more hits on YouTube than you can imagine, and I think you're right about that. People are looking around. But listen, remember when you had to really fend for yourself and come up with a meal? I was telling that old lady that yesterday, and she wasn't buying it. But you throw in some Kraft macaroni and cheese and a bag of frozen vegetables. Maybe you throw a wiener in there or two. And if you want, put a hot dog in there, too. And you got yourself a meal and some tuna. And you got yourself a meal. Right?
Yeah, that's the college kid diet.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Macaroni and cheese, noodles. And then you have to throw something in it, I guess. But other than that, you throw something in it to give it some spice or taste, right?
I usually use the black pepper, a bag of frozen peas, and then like a can of tuna. Just stir it all up.
I got to tell you, the tuna and pasta is fantastic.
Yeah, that's
good,
a good combination.
Oh, I love tuna and pasta, man. It's one of my favorite things.
It is, and it's cheap, too.
Cheap as all heck. And then last week you were telling us about those little packets of tuna you can get to rip the packet open and lick out of it.
They were very cheap. You don't have to lick out of it.
Well, you know, whatever cats do.
Yes.
That's what I do. I'm living my life like a cat now.
I made my daughter a tuna fish sandwich for lunch with that tuna today.
Guy, I want you to make the studio into a bong, and I want everyone to have a hit off me.
Nice.
All right, Jill, go ahead, please.
Well, okay. Still at Dominic's, they also have the Gillette Venus Women's Razor really cheap. It's on sale for $2.09, and there's a coupon in the paper for $2 off. So you're going to pick this up for 9 cents.
Nice. 9 cents for the same brand that I use, the Ladies Venus. What is it? Venus Flytrap?
Gillette Venus. No.
Gillette
Venus. Flytrap.
And you can get 29-cent box of cereal, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, and a Gillette Venus Razor.
Mm-hmm. That's
all right.
Pretty good.
Oh, see, I bought it. I thought it was a penis razor.
What you choose to do with it, Johnny, is completely up to you.
I didn't know what it was for. Now, back to Jill Cataldo.
That's why you've been cranky.
JillCataldo.com. Wow, I lost half my hormones.
Oh, my God.
Holy smokes. But I am well-oiled and trimmed.
Yes. Before we leave Dominic's, on the front page of their
front... I'm a manscaper.
That manscaping is very popular. There.
Very popular. I'm going to tell you something right now. I am manscaped. I got my initials in there. I got a guy that comes in twice a week to trim it up.
I picture you like with the Superman logo, but you've got the JB.
Yeah, I got it. But you don't pretend you haven't seen it, but go ahead. Yeah. Why do you think you're still on the air?
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. No, thank
we
you.
We were going to talk about that.
Thank you, Jill.
All right.
Manscaped time is 6:49.
Before we leave Dominic's, right on the front page of their flyer, they also have a coupon for a free 2-liter of 7-Up and A&W if you go in. So if you're getting all this other cheap stuff, grab that and get a free 2-liter pop, too.
Yeah, and remember, this stuff works. She's not just jacking around. I am. JillCataldo.com. All these things are amazing. You go up to the website, grab all this stuff, and you can pretty much eat razors, Raisin Bran, and frozen Asian foods. And a liter of 7-Up for about a dollar.
Yeah, it's going to be really cheap.
Yeah. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Johnny. It's arsenic in the potato skin. It captures it out of the soil in trace amounts, and arsenic accumulates in your system. So if you know someone that eats lots of potato skins, they're slowly accumulating amounts of arsenic in their system.
Well, wait. Not potato skins. I mean talking about potatoes.
I know, but there's always skin on a potato.
Not if you skin it. If you take the skin off.
Do you eat the skin when you get a baked potato with your steak?
I was told not to.
I had never found out about this until recently, and I've always eaten the skin on both white and sweet potatoes.
No, wait a minute. Jill, you eat the skin on a baked potato?
You know, I occasionally, but I usually scoop it out. I'm not really a big fan of the skin. Maybe that's why I'm still alive.
Yeah, maybe, but it's why do they have potato skins at restaurants then?
Well, like those are crunchy. Yeah, if they're like bacon and cheesed up, yeah, I will eat that. That's
good. That's healthy.
No, it's not.
Throw a potato skin together with some bacon and cheese in it. You guys have a party.
It's good, though.
We got razors. We got some cereal. What else we got?
Heading over to Jewel, they have South Beach cereal bars on sale again. They are going to be $1.50 a box, and there's a $2 off coupon on the blog at JillCotello.com. When you have a $2 coupon on something that's $1.50, guess what? Not only are you getting it free, they are paying you to take it home.
They're paying you to take a cereal bar home.
Two boxes, actually.
And yes. That's a good brand, by the way.
Yes, it is. Even if you're not on the South Beach diet, they're pretty healthy, and obviously you can't beat the price this week. They're paying you.
It's called free.
It's called free.
South Beach
exactly.
Cereal Bars Jewel. Free, baby, free. Yep.
Still at Jewel. They've got a bunch of yogurt on sale. Pretty much every kind of yogurt that you can imagine. Danone Activia, Danone Active, Danone Light, Danimals Crush, and Danimals Drinkable are all $2 a four-pack. And there are dollar coupons in this week's paper for all of them. So you can get pretty much any brand of those for a dollar for four cups of yogurt. Anytime yogurt's about 30 cents or less a cup, it's really cheap.
Because yogurt's good for you, isn't it, Jill?
It is good for you. I bought a bunch for my kids this week.
Oh, kids love yogurt, don't they, Jill?
They do.
But they like all colors, don't they?
They like, yes, they like the colors, and they think it's not healthy, so they're very excited about it. But
kids love Danone yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right.
There you go.
What else?
Still at Jewel, they have Zone Nutrition Bars. These are like power bars, you know. They're on sale for $1, and there was a dollar coupon also in the paper. So those are free, too.
Those are usually like $2.50.
They are. And isn't it crazy? Because they're so small.
It's like, really? And, you know, you're talking to the sawdust-eating king right here. I'm telling you, man, power bars and those Zone bars are $2.50 a piece. You're saying they're a dollar now?
They are a dollar this week at Jewel. So right away, a better price. But then again, with a dollar coupon, now they're free.
Zone Nutrition Bar is basically free at Jewel.
Yes.
South Beach Cereal Bar is free at Jewel.
Yes.
They'll pay you, right?
They're paying you,
unbelievable.
Right.
Unbelievable.
You're going to get paid $1 to take them home.
There you go. That's a better meal than that potato that old lady was cooking up. Isn't it?
It is, and this is less work. That's
hey,
true.
Chop a cereal bar up into in yeah. actual cereal. Put the cereal bar into the Kellogg's Raisin Bran.
There you go.
Why not? Pour some razor blades in there, and you got yourself a party. All right. What else we got going on?
At Walgreens, not a food item, but it's pretty cheap. Vaseline Total Moisture Lotion, so you can combat those winter, you know, dry skin.
Oh, Guy, here you would write this down, Guy.
Yeah,
there's
this
something
one's for you, Guy. Yeah. Or your loneliness,
yeah.
As the case may be.
He's not lonely anymore.
Oh, no?
No, he's got a woman who's
there
gluten.
There he is. I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, she's gluten free. He doesn't have to use Vaseline anymore. No, he doesn't need it. Guy, need any more Vaseline?
I do have dry skin, but no, I don't.
He's not lonely anymore.
Congratulations, Guy.
He gave his rubber doll that Gino.
Okay, I have a lotion special then for Gino.
Yes. Yeah, Gino, listen, there's a Vaseline special going on for you. Listen to this.
Over at Walgreens, Vaseline Total Moisture, that's the nice one, is on sale for $2.71, and when you buy it, they're going to give you $2 back.
Yep.
There's a 55-cent coupon, so that brings it down to 15 cents a bottle. So you can get your groove on for 15
cents. Get your groove on. Hey, Gino's jumping up and down the hallways here at the merchandise market. Yippee, I
That's
got my
a big
cat.
Bottle, too. That'll last a while.
Gino should put his cats in a bong that he babysits for and then get that Vaseline Total Lotion for 15 cents. And Jewel, he's got a weekend planned already.
Okay.
March 3rd, is he's heading into a nice weekend.
why are you hassling me, man?
What else, Jill?
Well, that was the last thing that I had for today.
Then if it was the last thing, then wouldn't you say that?
I did say I said lastly at Walgreens.
Well, then you would tag it out, wouldn't you?
I'm going to do that right now.
No, don't tell me that you're going to tag it. Just tag it.
Johnny,
it's time
to check out. I'm Jill Cotello. Visit JillCotello.com for more deals.
No, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to hang up on you.
All right, bye.
Coupon Queen, smartest shopper I've ever seen.
I cannot wait till they have some gluten-free specials for Guy and his lady. Girl, what was it yesterday? From glutton to gluttony. Guy's got a lady that loves no gluten.